Welcome to The Catch-Up. We're a new podcast from VPR. I'm Taylor Dobbs.
And I'm Annie Russell. We know the news cycle is really fast-paced, and it can be confusing if you're not keeping up with it every single day like we are. So today, we're going to tell you what's up with the Vermont primaries. So, Taylor, can you tell me what the primaries are?
Yeah, it's the same thing as the primaries across the whole U.S. Basically, it's the members of each political party choosing a candidate that they're going to put up on the November ballot for election against the candidates from the other parties. So in Vermont, these happen every single election year, which is even-numbered years, and they happen a few months before the elections. But one thing that's a little more rare in Vermont is we have open primaries. So that means pretty much anybody can vote for pretty much anybody running as pretty much anything.
Exactly. It means the average voter isn't tied to any specific party. And that's because when we register to vote in Vermont, we don't register with party affiliations. So even someone with deep roots in a party or someone who supports a specific candidate really strongly can actually vote in another party's primary.
And that can actually get pretty crazy because you'll have people who are running as a certain party and that party won't agree with them at all. And some politicians have cried foul on that, but there are some rules. For example, a given voter can't vote for more than one party's candidates in a given primary. So when you walk into the polls, you have to vote on one ballot, but it doesn't have to be the one that is necessarily for the party that you identify the most with.
But yeah, it can have consequences. The most famous case in Vermont was the Fred Tuttle, Jack McMullen primary for the GOP U.S. Senate nomination. That was back in 98. I believe Taylor was in third grade.
I was in third grade.
They were running as Republicans, but Tuttle, who was a retired dairy farmer, wasn't that serious about his candidacy.
No, he wasn't. And McMullen says he lost because a bunch of Senator Patrick Leahy's supporters picked up Republican ballots on primary day, and they voted for Fred Tuttle. And so the result was that Fred Tuttle won the primary, but then as soon as it came time for the general election, he bowed out and let Senator Patrick Leahy take the cake.
That's probably not going to happen this year, though. There aren't a lot of hotly contested primaries at the statewide level this year. The Republican nomination for governor isn't a sure thing, but Scott Milne is widely seen as the most likely candidate.
But that's an interesting race because of the open primaries. So you have Emily Payton, who is running as a Republican, and Libertarian Dan Feliciano, both trying to win the Republican primary for governor, even though the Vermont Republican Party has publicly said it doesn't support either candidate. And Feliciano is not even on the ballot. So not only does he have to get people to write him in, he has to beat everyone else on the ballot, which includes Scott Milne, Emily Payton, and Steve Barry in the Republican gubernatorial slot. And then he can be considered to be on the ballot in November as a Republican.
Progressive Dean Corn's actually trying to do the same thing to get the Democratic nomination for lieutenant governor. He's actually already on the progressive ballot, but he also wants the Democratic nomination. So he's trying to get those 250 write-in votes to do that. But the Democratic Party hasn't quite made up their mind about him yet.
Yeah, so essentially all these people are trying to do is get their name to appear next to a certain party affiliation on the November ballot. Because people can be on that ballot as a Republican or a Democrat or whatever, even if the party that they're listed under totally disagrees with them at the state level. But because it's an open primary, in the same way that any voter can pick up any ballot on primary day, any candidate can run under any party flag, so to speak, even if that political organization doesn't want anything to do with them at all. So that's the deal with the primaries. But we're only telling you any of this so that you can get out there and cast a vote. So, Annie, how can people vote?
The primary is Tuesday, August 26th. The registration deadline is really close. It's basically here. It's August 20th. The absentee deadline is 5 p.m. on the day before the primary. But please don't wait that long. It's really not a good idea. You can generally vote in the same place you vote for any other election.
Yeah, and the Secretary of State's website does have some information on that. We'll get you a link for that webpage so you can figure out where you vote. This has been The Catch-Up. I'm Taylor Dobbs.
And I'm Annie Russell. John Dillon was our editor.
Annie Russell produced.
Patty Regan did our theme music. And The Catch-Up has been a production of VPR.
And I say nothing else.
That's it.
Okay. All right. Good.